Trump admin unveils moms.gov website for mothers and young families. The Trump administration launched a website dedicated to mothers called moms.gov on Mother's Day. The site, which was announced by President Donald Trump from the White House on May 11th, has information for new and expectant mothers and young families. I encourage every mom to visit this new page, where they will find helpful information, Trump said from the Oval Office when announcing the website's launch. The site includes information on health centers, fertility, mental health, nutrition, adoption, and the Trump accounts for kids. The new site falls under the purview of the Department of Health and Human Services. This Mother's Day, the Trump administration is strengthening its commitment to America's families by equipping mothers and fathers with the resources and information they need to build healthy, prosperous lives, said Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Moms.gov delivers critical tools and support to help parents foster healthy pregnancies, strengthen young families, and create brighter futures for their children. This is how you make America healthy again. The administration has focused attention on reproductive and maternal health during this term. Previous studies from the Office on Women's Health indicated that the United States ranks high in maternal mortality, and an estimated 80% of those deaths were believed to be preventable. Dr. Monique Yohannan, the director of the Center of Better Health at Independent Women, commented on the launch of the site, saying, Moms.gov puts the resources mothers actually need, nutrition, mental health, community health centers, in one place. It's a real win for maternal health. The president lauded a proposal from the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, and Treasury to expand the ability of employers to offer fertility benefits to their employees. The proposal addresses the sparse coverage for fertility-related treatments for American workers, increasing benefit options. The rule would also ease statutory and regulatory burdens to make in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments affordable. A new category of limited benefits would be created for the diagnosis and treatment of infertility-related reproductive conditions. Kennedy said, "I just want to stress what a huge win for the pro-life movement." Moms.gov, it is one-stop shopping or IVF for prenatal care, for postnatal care, for nutrition, for baby formula.